Today I'm going to look quickly at Westminster Shorter Catechism, question number 3. What do the scriptures principally teach? You might remember last in question 2, how do we know what we're supposed to do to glorify and enjoy God? And it told us the Word of God, the scriptures. So now it's asking, well, what do the scriptures principally teach? And the answer given is that the scriptures principally teach what man is to believe concerning God. What are we supposed to believe about God? And what duty God requires of man? What are we supposed to believe? And what are we supposed to do? I want to add one thing. You know, a lot of this, when we read these old documents like this from the 1600s, it's important to know, you know, that they come from a particular culture, that come from a place in time, and it was a duty culture, an honor culture. And what I think I want to add to that is can be found in the end of the book of Luke. Jesus is on the road, right? He's on the road to Emmaus with some of his disciples, and they're upset because Jesus is dead and they don't recognize him at first. And it says that he opens up the Bible to them, and beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Like, sometimes I think for you and I living in 2000s, we can hear something like this that, and we think the Bible is about duty. It's about instructions. It is. I mean, there's a lot about life in there, and there is a lot revealed to us about what we are supposed to do and how we are supposed to live. But what this tells us in the book of Luke is that Jesus opened up the Bible and showed them how it all pointed to him. And I don't think any of the guys that wrote this 400 some years ago would disagree with me when I say, while the Bible teaches us what we are supposed to believe about God and what God expects from us, I think primarily the Bible also teaches about Jesus. I think it points forward to him all through from Genesis chapter 1. I think the Bible points forward to Jesus and all the way through the end. I think Revelation 21, it is pointing us and our hearts toward our Savior the whole way. So what we are supposed to believe is Jesus is our hope, and what we're supposed to do, our duty is to trust in him, to love him, and to depend upon him every single day. So I hope that's helpful. Have a great day.